A set of centuries-old wampum beads is back home on the Onondaga Nation, as WRVO's Alan Abbott reports. Turning over these beads was the final step in a series of repatriations of Native American sacred and cultural items from the Onondaga Historical Association.
Jake Edwards of the Onondaga Nation very carefully rolls up the wampum belt, consisting of tiny white and purple beads chiseled from quahog shells more than 200 years ago.
Every bead represents a part of what's in the belt.
This was the final step in the repatriation of several objects to the nation, including the bones of ancestors for proper burial. The wampum belt had been stored at the association in Syracuse since 1919, and because it's a private museum, it wasn't required to return the artifacts. Spiritual leader Sid Hill says he hopes this sets an example for other museums, and he laments many of the nation's sacred items are in the hands of private collectors.
A lot of our masks, our remains, and they're still out there. We see them being, some of our belts being auctioned on some of the internet, and it's our people just don't understand some of that sometimes.
Edward says these beads speak to the Onondaga and the Haudenosaunee Confederacy and are now where they belong for future generations.
They're home, and they're still alive, and they're not going anywhere. It's just like us.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.